Okay, Rabos, I hope all is well. Today's daf is Pesachim daf, where are we? Nun Dalet, yeah, Nun Dalet. We're here on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, and the Mishnah had mentioned the minhag of lighting candles in the house on Yom Kippur, right? Whether some place had a minhag to do that, some place had a minhag not to do that. So while we're on the topic, so the Gemara now digresses to talk about fire in general, the Havdalah, in terms of making a bracha on Motzei Shabbos, and we'll have some Agadata on the majority of Nun Dalet as well, about fire and things that were created in Motzei Shabbos, etc., etc. So let's dive right into it. We're a little bit high up here on Nun Gimel Amud Beis. We're at Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. It's about 10 or 12 lines up. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Eim Bevarchan Ala Or Ela B'Motzei Shabbos, where you only make the bracha on Motzei Shabbos, right? Hold Chidas Biriyaso, because that's when it was created. Amar Lei, Sahu Saba, so a certain Saba said to him, and usually, as we mentioned, that usually talking about Eliyahu Navi, Vitemer Rabbi Bar Rechana, or Rabbi Bar Rechana, either way, Yashar, Yashikayach, Vechein, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is, in fact, what Rabbi Yochanan said as well. Ula Hava Rochiv Chamra, Ula was riding on a donkey, V'ozel, V'kavaka Shokil, V'ozel, Rabbi Abba Mimine, Rabbi Bar Rechana Mismole. He was hanging out with Rabbi Abba on his right, and Rabbi Bar Rechana was on his left. The Amar Lei Rabbi Abba Laolam Vade Damriso Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan. This is exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. Im Avarchan Al Or El B'Motzei Shabbos Hold Chilas Biriyosahu. Right, so he said that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. So then Hadar Ula Chaza Be Rabbi Bar Rechana Bishus. So Ula stared at Rabbi Bar Rechana, didn't say anything, but he was meaning he was angry at him, meaning it wasn't true. Meaning what he meant was that wasn't what Rabbi Yochanan said. As Amar Lei Rabbi said back to him, Ana Lava Amri. I never said that. I don't know what you're talking about. Right? Meaning the Shaila was, Rabbi Abba asked, is this what I heard? Is this what Rabbi Yochanan said? Did you say this, Ula, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? And Ula said, Rabbi Yochanan, what are you talking about? That's not that. Meaning he stared at him and he said, like, that's not what I said at all. So and then Rabbi Bar Rechana clarified. And he said, "No, lava hadamri. You're right. I didn't say this about Rabbi Yochanan Shita. This is not what Rabbi Yochanan said. Ela aha amri. Rather, I said it about this topic. Right? The Tana Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. They were teaching. Somebody was talking Torah in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says Yom Kippurim Shachalas B'Shabbos. Af Makom Shamru Lo Lahadlik Mavdlikin Ripnikav B'Shabbos." And again, we said in the Mishnah over here that there is a minhag, right, both ways, right? Some people would light candles in the house on Yom Kippur, some people wouldn't. But when it fell out on Shabbos, so you would light Shabbos candles, kilu, right, because of Kavod Shabbos. And Rabbi Yochanan Basrei and Rabbi Yochanan said after that, the Chachamim Ostrim, the Chachamim say it's Osir, meaning they don't allow, that we don't do that. Meaning even when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, right, we don't allow a person to light candles. You have to light candles on Motzei Shabbos. So that's what I meant to say. Meaning, and then Amar Lei Adata Hey. Then Ula said to Rabbah, "That's yes, that was what Rabbi Yochanan said. That it was usher to light those candles Friday night, and then you'd only have to light them on Motzei Shabbos. But I didn't mean that you only say the bracha Berimareish on Motzei Shabbos." So the Kari Ala Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said about this whole discussion, Mayim Amukim Eitza B'Lev Ish, V'Ish Tiruna Yadlana. He quoted a pasuk, and he referred them to these two people, Mayim Amukim Eitza B'Lev Ish, Zeh Ula. Right, it's Ula, meaning he was, meaning that he, who understood, right, again, from the fact that Rabbi Bar Rechana had made a mistake, right, again, because Rabbi Abba must have, asked Ula on the basis of Rabbi Bar Rechana, and so he understood what was being said, what was being implied by these statements. And then Vishtuna Yidlan is Rabbi Bar Rechana. That's when Rabbi Bar Rechana understood from the glare that Ula gave him, right, even though he didn't say it outright, right? So he understood the tuna. He had the understanding to figure out to clarify exactly what the mistake was over here. Okay, Vinu Kaman Zavrua. According to those. Meaning, originally we had that Rabbi Abba quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying that it was his shita. Meaning so the people who said that Rabbi Abba was correct. So who did they hold like? Meaning, where did they get the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says you only make a bracha on the fire in Motzei Yom Kippur, and even right in Motzei Yom Kippur you make a bracha on the fire? So where do they get that from? Ki had the Amar Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The following statement: that Mavarchan Al Or Bein Motzi Shabbos Bein Motzi Yom Kippurim Bein Motzi Yom Kippurim. And you make the Borei Marei Ha'ish, whether it's after Shabbos and whether it's after Yom Kippur, V'chein Amadavar, and that is, as Rashi says, the Noheg, that is the Minhag. And you see that Bryce says very clearly that Rabbi Yochanan would agree that you would make the bracha on Motzi Shabbos. Meisvei, 1 second, ask you a question. Name of bracha on the oil of Motzi Shabbos. You only make a bracha on fire on Motzi Shabbos. Hold chiz b'riyaso hi. Right? We mentioned that. V'kemi shirah mavarach miyad. And according to the Tanakhama, once you see the fire, you make this bracha right away. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Sojourn on the coast. We, you say Avdala properly, right? Over a cup of wine. V'am Rabbi Yochanan alach Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yochanan said alach is Rabbi Yehuda. Now Rabbi Yehuda only argues in terms of the timing for the bracha, but very clearly, right, Rabbi Yehuda says you make the bracha on Motzi Shabbos. So right, again, but on the other hand, right? The Rabbi Yochanan is saying that what's the kash over here? Meaning that after Yom Kippur, right, meaning we had Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes that said that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you make Bar Marei Ha'ish after Yom Kippur as well. And here he's saying that the Lefes HaKav Yehuda, that you make the bracha on Havdalah, that you make the bracha on Havdalah ala kos, but the bracha of Bar Marei Ha'ish you make only after Shabbos. I mean, you don't make it on Yom Kippur. So what's the deal? Do you make it after Yom Kippur or not? So the Gemara says, "Lo kasher kan b'orsha shavas kan b'or hayotim mina itzim ve'alvanim." The inachinami, if you have an orsha shavas, which means a fire that was lit before Yom Kippur, Rashi says, or it was lit on Yom Kippur beheder, so that literally means a candle a fire that rested. So that is when you make a bracha on that, on Yom Kippur. But if for whatever reason there was a fire that was created on Motzi Shabbos from, let's say, from wood and stone, so then that would not get a bracha. That's the difference between the two shitas. Tanachada, we learned in a brisa, or hayotze min ha'itzim min avar mevarachan alav, tanachada im mevarachan alav, right? We have contradictory brisas in terms of making a bracha about fire that was created, right? Fire that started a spark on Motzi Shabbos, meaning that did not last the entire Shabbos. So how do you get through that? So how do you answer? So the Gemara says, Lokasha, come on Motzi Shabbos, come on Motzi Yom Kippur. Depends on whether it's Motzi Shabbos, Motzi Yom Kippur. If it's Motzi Shabbos, then you can make a bracha on that. You make Bar Marei Ha'ish on the fire that you strike from a match, right? But on Yom Kippur, then you need Yersh Shabbos, excuse me, and therefore, if it's kind of a fire that you just created right now, you would not make the bracha on Motzi Yom Kippur. Okay, fine. Now, the Gemara says like this, Rebbe Mefazron. Rebbe, well, literally means to scatter. But the reference here is to the brachos, is the series of what you do in terms of Havdalah. If you look at Rashi, as the first skinny line, Rebbe Mefazron, Rebbe Kishara, or when he saw fires, then Mevarach Alav Miyad, he would make a bracha right away. Ushamivim Lo Besamim, right? When they brought him Besamim, Lasov Shama Mevarach Alav, and then he would make the bracha on the Besamim later on, meaning he would spread out the whole Havdalah series. Rabbi Chia, Machnisan, or Machansan. He would gather them together, meaning he would do them right in our little order, right? He would do them all together. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Avu Bisha Rebbe Mefazron, and Chuzer Vesojourn on the coast, because they loti Banav Ubnei Beiso. So even though Rebbe would say these brachas, I guess, in real time, as he would say, when he sees them, so then he would go and do it again at home, to make sure everybody in his house was Yotze. Okay, so the Gemara says now like this. Up until now, we've been saying that the fire was created in Motzi Shabbos. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? V'atanya went under a brisa. Asar Dvarim, right? A Mishnah in Perkei Avos. Asar Dvarim never be Erev Shabbos. There were 10 things created on Erev Shabbos. Berish Mashos, right? V'eluhin, and these are them. Bear, right? The bear Miriam. V'haman, the Keshas, right, the rainbow from Moshe's time, Ksav, that's referring to the written word, right, Kriyas Shem Otios, or how do you read the words, Michtav, Rashi says, the way they look, the Luchos, right, the Luchos, okay, fine, the first Luchos that Moshe got, Kivro Shamoser, Moshe's burial spot, The cave that Moshe and Eliyahu stood on Har Sinai to glimpse of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Psichas Pi Ha'asom, the mouth that talked of the donkey that talked to Balaam, Psichas Pi Ha'aretz, Levloa Es HaRashayim, and the opening of the mouth, the opening of the earth, rather, to swallow up Korach. Rabbi Nechemia Omer, Mishum Aviv, Afa Or. So too, there also was fire, and that's our kasha, right? Fire was created, again, Erev Shabbos, that pered and a mule. Rabbi Yoshi Omer, Rabbi Yoshi says, Mishum Aviv, Af Ha'ayal Vashemir. Right? Even the Ayal that, I assume that's, that Avram sacrificed, and the Shamir was a worm that the Shlomo HaMelech used to cut the stones for the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af HaTzeves. Rabbi Yehuda says, even the tzeves, that the tzeves are tongs, right, to create metal for fire, because the only way you can make tongs, right, is if you have tongs, to make tongs and put them into a fire and take them out, because otherwise you burn yourself. But who created, right, the first tongs, right, tzavta kamaisa manavad, who created the first tongs, right? At some point, someone had to create the first ones. Elolav, by brayder bidei shemayim, it must have been created by Kadosh Baruch Hu. He said to him, "No, what are you talking about, Rabbi Yehuda? Efshar yasena b'tfus via kvena. What do you mean? You can make tongs if you make a mold, right? Make a mold, pour the molten lead or iron or whatever into the mold, and then let it set. And that's a way to make. That's obviously not so easy, but that's a way to make tongs as well. So then kiven do alav brei bnei adam he." Right, so there must be that a person created it, right? It's easy to, whatever. Either way, Lamaisa, right, the kasha is that was fire created once the Shabbos on Friday. So Gemara says, well, kasha, hapa what he done, hapa or the Gehenim. Right, no, there's no kasha, because when we say that fire was created on Motzei Shabbos, right, that's talking about our fire. That was for people, but the fire of Gehenna was created I guess the Gemara explains that right now. Or the Damba Motzei Shabbos, or the Gehenna be Erev Shabbos, right? The fire of Gehenna was on Erev Shabbos. The Gemara says, 1 second, but or the Gehenna be Erev Shabbos, everybody. Really, it was created on Erev Shabbos, the fires of Gehenna, but Tani was under the Raisa, Shiva, Devar, Nivru, Kodem, Shenivru, Ha'olam. There were seven things created before Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. These are them: Torah, Tshuva, Gan Eden, Gehenum, Kisi Hakavod, Beis Hamikdash, right, and Shmo Shel Mashiach. And the Gemara is going to prove, right, or rather, the name of Mashiach. The name Gemara is going to prove from all these psukim. Right, Torah Dechtiyev Hashem Kineni Reishis Darko. Right, Tshuva Dechtiyev B'Terem Harim Yiladu. Luksiv Teshev Enos Ad Darko. V'Tomer Shuv B'nei Adam. Gan Eden Dechtiyev Vayita Hashem Elokim Gan Be'Eden Mikedem. Right beforehand. Gehenum Dechtiyev Ki Aruch Mitmol Tifse. Aruch Me'etzmol, from back in the day. Kisi HaKavod, Beis HaMikdash, Dechtev, Kisi HaKavod, Marom, Me'rishon, right, originally. Mokom Mikdashenu, okay, Shmo Shemashiach, how do you know that? Dechtev, Yehi Shmo Le'olam, Lefnei Shemesh, Yanun Shmo, Yanun Shmo. So you have all these psukim, and you see that really, the fire of Gehenna was created before, right? So the Gemara says, Amri Chalolahu Denivri, Kodem Shinivra Olam for the day of Shabbos. So when it says Gehenim, it means the space, or whatever you call it, the metaphysical, I don't know, spiritual space, or whatever, where Gehenim is, but not the fire. The fire in Gehenim was created on Erev Shabbos. So the Gemara says, 1 second, for the day of Shabbos, Ivri. Really? It was still, again, another kasha. It was really created on Erev Shabbos. By the time he went to the Reis, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Orsha Baruch, Kosh Baruch, Ubisheni, Kosh Baruch created the light, the fire, on the second day, B'Shem Shabbos ain't lo kviyah la'olam. That is no purpose. Sorry. Now that will never be. That would never be extinguished. Right. The chabot is to extinguish. Right. It will never be extinguished. Rashi says, talking about the fire of Gehenna that was created on the second day. That's going to be our kasha, because the pasuk says, "Vayitzu v'ru'u v'figuri anashim haposhim bi ki tolasam lo samus v'hashem lo zechabet." It will never be extinguished. V'amar Rabbi Binah. Bray the Rebbe Ula, if you remember, never Kitov Sheni B'Shabbos. Why doesn't it say Vayelakim Kitov? If you look at Brachos, it says every single day. It says Hashem saw that it was good. It doesn't say that on the second day. Why doesn't it say that? Because the fires of Gehenna were created on the second day. If I'm Rebbe Elazar, Afal Bishlo never Bo Kitov. And even though the second day, Yom HaSheni, did not have Kitov, so he doubled it up, Kadosh Baruch Hu doubled it up, as it were, right, and referenced it on the sixth day. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, Vayelakim is called Asher Asav, Yinei Tov Me'od. Right, and so it was very good. That was referring to, that was kind of backing up the second day, when even though it didn't have Tov. So the kasha is, how can you tell me that the fire of Gehenna was created on Erev Shabbos? It seems clear that it was created on the second day of creation. Now, Agav, if you look in the Chumash, so very interestingly enough, Rashi has a different set of quotes about these drashas, about why it doesn't say Kitov, what the point is, and what the Vayelokim. Well, let's start with the first one. Right? Why does it say Kitov on the second day? So Rashi says because the creation wasn't finished. Kadosh Baruch Hu still had to finish the second day's creation, right? The waters, etc. Right? He had still had to separate them, and still had to finish that on the third day. So since it wasn't finished, it doesn't say Kitov. And then if you notice, it says, what's the compensation? Not on the sixth day, but on the third day, it says Kitov twice. So that's what, when Kadosh Baruch Hu finished what he was doing on the second day, right? That's the whole thing over there, right? Ayin Sham. But that's what the Rashi says over there. And then on the sixth day, what's the Rashi say on Vayelokim Eis Kol Asher Asav V'nei Tov Me'od? So Rashi says, the Yetzer Hara. The Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzer Hara, and he saw that that was good, that that was the purpose of man, that we should have to choose between good and evil, etc., etc., etc. So interestingly enough, right, that's not the drushes we have over here. These drushes are different. Okay, Seder, again, all of them, right, Elu Be'elu Diver Lekim Chaim. But either way, we're left with a question. I thought the fire of Gehenna was created on Erev Shabbos. Here you're telling me that it was created on the second day. As Gemara says, Ella, rather, lost my place here for a second. Right. Ella chalala kodem shenivra ha'olam. Really, what was created before the world was created? That was the space in Gehenna. Ve'ordi day b'sheni b'shabbos. Right. Its fire was created on the second day. Ordi dan, and our fire. Now, we said originally that the fire of Gehenna was created on the sixth day at Benish Mashos. So no, our fire, machshava ala libraos b'erev Shabbos. Kosh Baruch Hu thought about creating it on Erev Shabbos, but never on Motzei Shabbos, and it was only created, though, however, on Motzei Shabbos. Is again just the, how does that work? So again, that's obviously we don't really understand 100%. But the idea was that Kosh Baruch Hu wanted to create it, but he thought for whatever reason it would be better for Adam Arishon to create the first fire, right? To give him the potential to create, right? To give him the idea to create. Okay, either way, he would give it over to Adam. Right? The Tanya, like Lundin of Reis, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Shnei Devarim, Alu, B'machshava, Libros, Be'erev Shabbos, V'lo Nivru, El Motzei Shabbos. Right? There were two things that Hashem thought about Friday night, and then decided, you know what, that's better to have Adam create them. Motzei Shabbos, Nasan, Akash Baruch Hu, Day of Adam Arishon. Mayan Dugma Shel Ma'ala. Right? Akash Baruch Hu put the idea in Adam's head. Right? Like, literally, he gave him the example from up high. Right? Vehevi Shnei Avadim, Netachnum Zubazu. Right? He brought two stones together. Where did he get that idea from? So Akash Baruch Hu told him, or gave him the idea, oh, what happens if I strike two stones? Look at that, there's a spark. Oh, it created fire, etc. Vyatza Mehem Or. And then the fire came out. Vehevi also, how else, what else was created? Vehevi Shnei Behemos, Vehevi Zubazu, Vyatza Behem Pered. And he brought two animals, a horse and a donkey, I think. I forget already. Does Rashi say over here which two animals it was? Right, and it created a mule. That was the other thing that Akash Baruch Hu kind of put in Adam's head to do. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says no. Pered bime anahu haya. Actually, the mule was created in the days of Ana. Ana was one of the descendants of Esav, as it lists in the end of Parshas Vayishlach. Shemar's pasuk says, "Hu ana asher matzas hayimim b'amidbar." Right, that's what that's referring to. That he created the first mule, according to Rishon LeGamliel. And dorshe chamuros hayu onim. Fine. Okay. So the Gemara now says, dorshe chamuros, the people who darshened out these psukim. That Rashi says that what that means is the people who darshened out psukim with kind of like hidden meanings. So then, Hayu Omer, they would say that Ana Pasol Haya, that Ana was a Pasol, meaning he was a Mamzer. Lefichach Hevi Pasol Olam, so therefore he created, right, this Mamzer type thing, right? A mule does not produce, right? Doesn't have kids. So he kind of created this Pasol Dukkah thing. Right? Again, that was like kind of like the same, what's it called? The same idea. Is it a mule that doesn't have kids? Now I'm getting confused, but either way, meaning he created this whole kind of like crossbred creature, right? That was like just because he himself was the product of an illicit relationship. So how do you know? So the Shemar's pasuk says, "Elu bnei Seir echori." These are the sons of Seir. Uksiv Allah. Uksiv Elu bnei Tzivon. These are the sons of Tzivon. Ve'ayah ve'ana. Right? Ve'ayah and ana. So how do you reconcile that? Meaning, on the one hand, These are the meaning. Sorry, the Gemara cuts the psukim off early. And he should have said Eilu Bnei Seir Achari, etc. Then he quotes Tzivon and Ana, and then it says these are the sons of Tzivon, Ana. So was Ana the son of Seir or the son of Tzivon? Or was Tzivon his brother or was Tzivon his father? The Gemara says both. That Tzivon was with his mother, and that child was Ana. See, so Ana was a mamzer. So Gemara says, "I have a dumatrei Ana hava." Maybe there were two people named Ana. Samarava, right? Amina Milsa, the Shavu Malka lo Amra. I'll say something that King Shavu Malka, right? King Shavu was one of the Babylonian kings, but it's obviously not a reference to him. As the Gemara says, Manu, who's that referring to? That's referring to Shmuel. Why was Shmuel called King Shavu? Because just like a king, right, the halacha is like Shmuel in Dine Mamanus. Yeah, every time we have a halacha from Shmuel, the halacha is like Shmuel by Dini Mamanos, so just like a king can kind of, you know, give money here, give money there, take money away. So Shmuel was considered to be that had that type of power as well. Or some people say that Amar Rav Papa Amina Milsa the Shavu Malka Lo Amra Umanu Rava. Some people say that it was that Rav Papa said in the name of Rava, and he called Rava Shavu Malka. Ironically enough, the Gemara elsewhere. Where's the Gemara? In Bava Basra, I think. It talks about, it has this whole give and take, and then it talks about Rabba as well, as being referred to as Shavu Malka. But okay, either way, the idea is that they were like the king in their ability to paskin in terms of Mamanos and kind of tell people what to do. So I'm okay. Either way, the Pasuk, what did this person say? The Pasuk says, Hu Ana Mi Kara. When the Pasuk says, Hu Ana, this is Ana, Asher Matzah Sayyimim Bahar, right? That's Bamidbar. That's the same Ana. That's how you know that he was a Mamzer, because he was the same guy as we referenced a minute ago. Okay, fine. Tanu Rabbanan. We learned in a Hailing of Raisa. Sorry. Sorry, Devarim Nivru Be'erev Shabbos Be'nesh Mashos. There are 10 things created on Erev Shabbos Be'nesh Mashos. Ve'elohim, these are them. The bear Miriam, the man, the keshes, the ksava, mechtav aluchos, right? Again, we had this before. Kibro Shal Moshe, the burial place of Moshe. Umarashet Amadbo Moshe Ve'elio, again, the cave that Moshe and Elio were in on Har Sinai, Tzitzia Kosh Baruch Hu. Psichas Pia'ato, in the mouth of the donkey for Bilam. Psichas Pia'aras, the laws of Rishayim, right? The mouth to swallow Korach. The Yish Omrim, some people say, Af Maklo Shel Aron Shkeide Ufracha. If you remember, that's the story after Korach, right? Akosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, put everybody, every Shevet, take a stick, and we'll put it in the Mishkan, and whatever sprouts almonds and leaves, etc. So that will be the one who I choose. Okay, so that makel, that stick of Aaron was created in Benesh Hashmashos, Erev Shabbos Benesh Hashmashos. V'yesh Omrim Af HaMazikin, some people say even the Shedim. V'yesh Omrim Af Bigdo Shel Adam Arishon, right? Adam Arishon had this special beged. Rashi writes that it had all of the pictures of the animals drawn on it, and that's what was given to Nimrod, and Esav took. And that was the clothing that Rivka put on Yaakov when he went to steal the brachos. Okay, either way, the special clothing of Adam Arisom. Tana Rabbanan went under the rise. Shiva Dvarim Mechusim Mibnei Adam. Seven things are hidden from man, from man's knowledge, for his benefit. Sheiluim, and these are them. Misa, the day he's going to die. Why is that beneficial? Because then, right, again, like the Pirkei Avos says, you should do tshuva one day before you die. So Nimtza, a person is doing tshuva, right? Turns out a person should be doing tshuva his entire life because he doesn't know when he's going to pass away. V'yomam Nechama, the day he's going to be consoled. Meaning that from the day that Filigarashi shall call Adam Masai Yinachem Yidagaso, when a person's worries and anxieties will kind of abate. Right? The whole reason a person has anxiety because he doesn't know how something's going to turn out. But even if a person is in a bad situation, but he can find out, he knows when it's going to end, person already starts feeling better, so that has been concealed for a person as they has to deal with situations, right? Because he doesn't know when they're going to end. For Omek HaDin, the depth of the din, Rashi says, right, some people say it's talking about the eventual din at the end of the days, or the judgment in Beis Din in court, right, in court systems, they don't know what's going to happen. Vein Adam Yodea Ma Belibo Shel Chaveiro, a person doesn't know what's in his friend's heart. Vein Adam Yodea Ma Mishtaker, he doesn't know what will be beneficial parnasa wise. Umachus Beis David Masai Tachzor, we don't know when Beis David is going to come back. Umachus Chayeves Maitai Techla, and when the evil kingship, right, in Rome, when they will be destroyed. Tamar Rabbanim within the Rebbeza came out to farm, Alu b'machshav v'diboros v'im lo alu din shu sheyalu. Right? They were not sure exactly what this means, but three things Kosh Baruch Hu thought to create during Maisa Bracious, but if they hadn't, so then it would have made sense that they would have, because man needs this stuff. Al Hameshi Yasriach, that a dead body should decompose, right? Rashi says, because if not, so then people would just keep their loved ones lying around, and then they would never, ever really overcome the passing of the people they love, which I guess in some sense is a bracha, al hames sheyishtachach min alev, and then again, similarly, that a person should forget a little bit a person who passes away, because again, similar idea, that otherwise they would never move on from their grief. Valatua shetirgav, and on grain that it should rot. Why? What does that do to anything? Because Rashi says, if the grain never rotted, so then the people, the farmers, would hoard all of their all the produce, and then they would bring a famine to the land, right? Unless people, you know, gave them exorbitant amounts of money, right? The world wouldn't be able to function. Okay, some people say that the whole fact that currency goes around, that also is crucial. The currency exists, that you know, people are willing to trade based on currency, right? If it's worth, if it's, even though it's based on, you know, maybe not silver and gold, like nowadays it's based on other things, whatever, I'm not sure, I'm not into economics, but the fact that the whole business works without actual trade of, you know, gold and silver, etc., you know, even, you know, that in and of itself is also slightly miraculous. Okay, new Mishnah says the Mishnah. Makom shenagu lasos malacha b'tisha b'av osim, but makom shenagu shelo lasos malacha ein osim. Tisha b'av has many things that is usher on it, but one of those things is not iser malacha. So there are different minhagim. Would people do work on Tisha B'Av or not? So different minhagim, some yes, some no. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, u'b'chol makom talmidei chachamim b'teilim. But talmidei chachamim are able to be, are not supposed to do malacha. A person should feel free to be like a talmid chacham. Again, obviously very appropriate to kind of focus on the theme of the day and not do your work on Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av. So now the Gemara compares Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, and also something, just a word of preference, to a Tainus Tzibur. Now, a Tainus Tzibur is not a Tainus Tzibur that we know. The Tainus Tzibur, when we learn Mitzvah Shem HaSachas Tainus, they used to be gozer a lot of these fasts if there wasn't any rain in Eretz Yisrael. So one of the more serious ones, right, at the end of it, right, the fasts increased in their severity, and the harshest ones were uncomparable to Tisha B'Av. So that's what we're going to say, Tainus Tzibur. Again, I just realized that's phrase in a second. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, ain Tainus Tzibur b'Avel ela Tisha B'Av bilvad. The only Tainus Tzibur that gets as machmir as Tisha B'Av is Tisha B'Av. Meaning in Eretz Yisrael, right, it's different than B'Avel. B'Avel had rain, so they never got to the point where they'd have to decree, right, these fasts to the point where it got as severe as Tisha B'Av. Right? So that's what Shmuel is saying, that the harshest Tainus Tzibur is Tisha B'Av. Lemeirin Tzavr Shmuel Tisha B'Av Benish Mashav Shalom Aser. What does that seem to imply? That Tisha B'Av, it's Aser to do Malacha, or it's Aser to eat, rather. Well, let's see here. What does Rashi say? Right. Rashi says B'Achilu B'Malacha. Right. He says both. Right. Because it's a suffix, right? Benish Mashav is a suffix, whether it's day or night. So are you telling me that on Tisha B'Av, according to Shmuel, right, if it has the status of a Tainus Tzibur, does Shmuel really hold that eating and doing malacha on Tisha B'Av, Benish Mashav, is aser? For Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said Tisha B'Av, Benish Mashav, Shalom Mutter. Right, it's Mutter according to Shmuel. V'chitema kasavar Shmuel called Tainus Tzibur, Benish Mashav, Shalom Mutter. And if you'll tell me that according to Shmuel, a Tainus Tzibur is mutter to do work and to eat on Benish Mashos, Radan San, then we learn, Ochlim Shosumi Bonyom, right, you should eat and drink during the day. Lemute Mai Lav Lemute Benish Mashos, doesn't that mean to tell me that about a Tainus Tzibur, so it's usher to eat Benish Mashos? The Gemara says, no, Lemute Benach HaSheicha. Right, no, it means to exclude, right, eating from nightfall, meaning that the Chiddush is that you're also not allowed to eat at night on a Tainus Tzibur, on one of these fasts, for rain, right? You might have thought that it would be only during the daytime. So no, they're saying that the day before you're allowed to eat, but not at night, meaning that the for a tainus tzibur, for the fast, if it got to that point, they would fast for 24 hours, not for 12 hours. Maybe I'll bring you a proof. Maybe this proves Shmuel Shita in Bein Tisha B'Av the Yom Kippur Melech Zesveko Aser Zesveko Moter. Right, the only difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur is that a Sofek on Tisha B'Av is Moter and a Sofek on Yom Kippur is Aser. So my Sveko Moter. What are you talking about? What Sofek are you referring to? La Benish Mashos. So must be talking about Benish Mashos, and that proves Shmuel Shita that Benish Mashos on Tisha B'Av is Moter. No, if a person is unsure what day they made Rosh Chodesh, and therefore you have a suffix what day it is, so it's talking about whether if you have a suffix what day it is, so do you have to keep both days? So Yom Kippur, you have to keep both, that's the Araisa. Tisha B'Av, you only have to keep one, right? That is Sveiko. That is Sveiko, what is it? Mutter, I guess. You don't have to keep 2 days. Now, what scenario would you ever have a suffix as in terms of what day Yom Kippur is? So Tosus doesn't like what Rashi, what I just explained was Rashi Shita. Tosus doesn't like that. He says it doesn't make any sense. Right, obviously, they're going to know what day Yom Kippur is, whether we don't fast 2 days. So he says it must be in a scenario where you're in the desert and you really have no clue. Right? Not that you're in Bavel. But you really and Mamish have no idea what day is what, and so that only in that scenario. Okay, but either way, that's what the Bais is talking about. Darash Rava learned the following drasha. Ubaros uminikos misanos mashlimos bo kederech shemisanos mashlimos b'yom kippur. Women who are pregnant, women who are nursing, fast and finish the fast of Tisha B'Av, just like Yom Kippur. Ubenishmashos shalo aser, and the benishmashos of it, meaning referring to Tisha B'Av, is actually Aser. V'chein amar mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan, and that's so too Rabbi Yochanan's, that was Rabbi Yochanan's Shita. So, umi amar Rabbi Yochanan hachi, and sure enough, that's what we do, that we start Tisha B'Av early. Umi amar Rabbi Yochanan hachi, that Rabbi Yochanan really says this, the Gemara says, v'amar Rabbi Yochanan Tisha B'Av eino kitanis tibor. Rabbi Yochanan compared Tisha B'Av and said it's not like a tainus tzibur, meaning these fasts for the famine, for the drought, would be more serious if you get to that point. So my lav lebein hashmashos, isn't that referring to bein hashmashos? Lo lemalacha. So no, he's talking about malacha, meaning that work is mutter on Tisha B'Av, but not on the tainus tzibur, would be iser malacha as well. So Gemara says, malacha tanina. But we already learned that. What are you talking about? We already learned Makam Shinagu Lasos Malacha B'Tisha B'Av Osim Makam Shalon Makam Shinagu Lo Lasos Ain Osim. Our Mishnah teaches me that there's no Isra Malacha on Tisha B'Av, right? It's subject to Minhag. So what do you don't need to tell me that there's no Isra Malacha on Yom Kippur on Tisha B'Av. So Gemara says I feel Rabbi Shem Gamliel Lo Amar Ela Dechi Yosef Velo Ovid Lo Mechzi Kiyura. What Rabbi Yochanan Sorry, that's part of the question. And even Rav Shimon Gamliel, right, who said that a person should be like a Talmid Chacham, he was just trying to teach us that if a person sits and refrains from doing malacha, it's not yura, it's not gaiva, it's not like you're prancing, and it's not like you're showing off your religiousness. Right? El aval moser lo aser. Maybe he's not telling you that it's aser. He was just saying that you're not going to be a balgaiva if you decide to make yourself like a Talmid Chacham and don't do malacha. So you see that the Mishnah already says that that Tisha B'Av is mutter b'malacha. So Gemara says, Elamai, ino ketanis tzibor, latvilas ne'ila. So what did Rabbi Yochanan mean? That Tisha B'Av is not like a tainis tzibor, that there's no ne'ila on Tisha B'Av. Ay, v'amar Rabbi Yochanan, didn't Rabbi Yochanan say, right, Ulvay l'shiz palel adam v'holeich koleon kulo, right, Gemara and Brachos, didn't Rabbi Yochanan say a person should pray all day, right, it's wonderful, why shouldn't there be ne'ila? So Gemara says, yes, it's a hasam chov, v'hacha rishus. In terms of praying all day, that's wonderful, but on a tainus tzibur there's a chova to have ne'ila. By Tisha B'Av you have a permission, right? It's mutter, right? The halavai you should daven all day, but that's the difference. I mean, it's not a chiyuv to say ne'ila on Tisha B'Av. V'boy seima, or another reason, another answer. My inu ketanis tzibur. What do you mean that Tisha B'Av is not like tainus tzibur? La esrim va'arba for the 24 bracha shmona esrei. The Gemara says in tainus that they would add 6 brachos. Or maybe 5 right now. Shmuel Esrei nowadays is 19 brachos. Either way, I forget already. But they would get the 24 brachos for the Shmuel Esrei until the Tainus Tzibur. And on Tisha B'Av, we don't do that. Okay. Rav Papa Amar, my eno ketanis tibor. What another answer? Meaning, why is Tisha B'Av different than a tanis tibor? Kon Rabbi Yochanan eno kerishonos elakachronos v'asura. Meaning that the Tisha B'Av is not like the first original tanis tibor. It's like again, like we pointed out that it was a series of fasts that they would fast if there was no rain. The first ones were Mako, and the latter ones, the later ones, were much more chomer. So that's what he's saying. Their Tisha B'Av is not like the original Tainus Tzibors that were very Mekel. Rather, it's much more comparable to the later ones, and then, again, they're the same. Meaning, and then, therefore, it's usher to do malacha, and usher to eat during Bein HaShemashos. Well, I guess usher to eat, not usher to do malacha, but usher to eat Bein HaShemashos, and actually, the later Tainus Tzibors and the Tisha B'Av are actually comparable, according to this understanding. Basically, hold on. Once I can ask you a question, in Bein Tisha B'Av the Yom Kippur, Elish is Esfeg, also is Esfeg Omoter, right? Again, we mentioned before. The only difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur is that a Safeg is Osir on Yom Kippur and a Safeg is Mutter on Tisha B'Av. My Esfeg Omoter, Lao Bein HaShemashos Shiloh, isn't that referring to Bein HaShemashos? And if you tell me that eating is Osir on Bein HaShemashos, so then they're the same. So Rav Shisha brings Rav Idi, Lo, Lekviyah D'Yarcha. So like we answered before, no, it's if you don't know what day Rosh Chodesh was, and therefore you don't know what day the fast is. But for everything else, Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur are the same. So apparently, Misayel Rabbi Elazar. Apparently, that's a proof for Rabbi Elazar. Dam Rabbi Elazar. Also, the Adam Shoshid Etzba B'Mayim B'Tisha B'Av Kederach Shoshosh Lahoshid Etzba B'Yom Kippurim. Right, it's also for you to dip your pinky, to put your finger in water. Right now, one of the things you're not allowed to do is wash yourself. So that's true whether it's Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av as well. Apparently, if they're the same for all halachos, that seems to prove Rabbi Elazar Shita. Mace, we ask you a question. Ain't Bein Tisha B'Av the Tainus Tzibor, Elish is Osir Besiyas Malacha, Vizet Mutar Besiyas Malacha, B'Makom Shenagu. Right? The only difference, this Bryce says that the only difference between Tisha B'Av and the Tainus Tzibor, that's the most chomor, is that by Tainus Tzibor it's Osir B'Malacha, and Tisha B'Av it's Mutar, wherever they had the Minog, not to do Malacha, it'd be Mutar. But Halachot Dvarim Zavaj Shavin. Apparently, what do you see? That everything else is the same. Filu Gai by Tainus Tzibor Tanya, and but by Tainus Tzibor it says, Kisha Amru Osir B'Rechitza Lo Amru Elakol Gufo, Ava Pana V'Yadav Ragav Lo. But the Isser Rechitza, the Isser to wash yourself on a Tainus Tzibor, is only your hands, not your face and your legs. Well, you can't wash your hands and your face and your legs on Tisha B'Av, so you see that they're different. Some Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, Tana Kuli Kuli Katani, that in a chinami, that when it said that Tisha B'Av is similar to Yom Kippur, similar to the public, to the Tainus Tzibor, right, that's only the Kulas. Right, that's only the Kulas. But the Chumras, but the Yisurim, right, it wasn't actually trying to compare every single halacha, and in a chinami, that the washing, that the Chumras, the washing on Yom Kippur, and on Tisha B'Av are different than the washing restrictions on a Tainus Tzibor. Okay, Shkoyah Kodah Rabosa, Evo Gavaitar, and the Heilig and Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.